Es khazar zu sich nicht mehr sabach ich has geschwage bin beim Jehuda. Sagt der Brachas darf auf dalad. Aber Yosef bei dann kun ihr erst bei Jehuda, if two people are sleeping without clothing in one bed, can they just turn their backs to each other and say kriyashma like that? Yehuda said that Shmuel said he can do so even if the other person is his wife. So it's him and his wife in the bed. Still, if they turn their backs to each other, he still can say kriyashma. If Yosef asked by saying even if it's his wife, he seemed to be like anybody else would for sure be pasher, that would be okay. But maybe a wife is okay because it's Isha Kagufa, but someone else, maybe it would not be okay to link Kriyashma like that. And therefore, Rav Yosef says it's mutter only if it's his wife, not if it's somebody else. Mara asks that one Brisa says that if two people are sleeping without clothing in a bed, they just turn their faces and they can away from each other and they can link Kriyashma. Another Brisa says that if someone's sleeping in a bed without clothing with his children or Bnei Besoy, he can't read Kriyashma unless he puts up like a cloak that is mafsik b'neihem, that separates them. Unless the children are young, then it would be mutter. So according to Rabbi Yosef, you can say that the first brisa that it allows it is talking about with his wife. The second brisa that it doesn't allow it is talking about with somebody else. But according to Shmuel, how could it be that one brisa says it's mutter, one brisa says not? Shmuel would say even according to Rabbi Yosef it's shver, because the second brisa says banavu bnei besa, which includes wives. You see the wife, the second brisa is saying that even the wife is usur unless there's some type of hefsik b'neihem. So just like Rabbi Yosef will have to say it's machlekes tanoim, whether with the wife you can say kriya shma if they're unclothed, the same thing. So Shmuel, I would say the same thing. From the fact that by turning their backs to each other, and even though their backsides are touching each other, it's not a problem. It's the writer of Huna who says that backsides are not considered to be an erva. Bryce said if the children are very young, it's mutter. How young is very young? So Rav Chista says it's before they hit the age of bia, which is 3 for a girl and 9 for a boy. Others say that it's the age of puberty, which is for a girl is 11, for a boy is 12. Or it says if there's hair from around the erva that sticks through his begotten, that's not a problem, saying kriyashma in front of such hair. Yitzchak said that a tefach of an isha is considered to be an erva. The Gemara explains that this is referring to if there's a tefach, even of one's wife, that is normally covered and is now exposed, it can't say kriyashma in front of that. Chista says the thigh of a woman is considered to be an erva. Shmuel says the voice of a woman is considered to be an erva. Rav Sheshe says the hair of a woman is considered to be an erva. Chanina reported that he saw Rebbe hang his tefillin from a peg. Brisa says that one may not hang tefillin from a peg. Murray answers that the Brisa is talking about hanging them from the ritzuas, that's usur. Rebbe would hang them from the boxes, that would be mutter. Or we can say that even hanging by the boxes is usur, but Rebbe would hang it in the bag. The chiddush is that it does not have to be laid down, like a sefer Torah has to be laid down. Chanina said that he saw Rebbe burp and yawn and sneeze and spit on the ground and clean his clothing from lice, all during Shemoneh Esrei, but never did he see him fix his talus during Shemoneh Esrei. When he would yawn during Shemoneh Esrei, he would cover his mouth. Problem is, the Braita says that burping or yawning during Shemoneh Esrei is considered to be gaiva, and sneezing is considered to be a simin ra. Someone who spits is like he spit before a king. Braita is talking about burping and yawning willingly, but the Rebbe did it loinus. And the Braita is talking about sneezing from the bottom, whereas Rebbe sneezed from the mouth. In fact, Rav Zera said that someone who sneezes during Shemoneh Esrei, it's considered to be a good simon for him because it shows that he gets satisfaction from the sneeze. It shows he will have satisfaction with the answers that he will get answered to his tefillos. Finally, Rebbe, when he spat into his clothing. That's why it was okay. Spitting on the ground is where it's a big problem, and that's what the Brisa means. Brisa also said that someone who davens loud enough to hear his own tefillos, it shows he's from the small, he does not have a lot of amunah. Rav Huna says that's only if he could have kavana when he does not say loud, but if he needs to say it louder so that he can have kavana, it's okay, as long as he's not disturbing other people. Before leaving Bavel for Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Abba went to Rabbi Yehuda's yeshiva and heard the teaching of a brisa in front of Rabbi Yehuda that said as follows. If someone davens and he releases gaz, so he has to wait until the odor passes and then he can continue davening. And then he says a certain tefillah is showing the embarrassment for having done so. Brisa says if someone's under the blanket and he can't get out of the blanket to get ready for kriyashma, it's too cold, he just pulls the blanket down around his neck and reads kriyashma like that. Others say that he does it around his heart. According to the Tanakhama, his heart is seeing his erva, which is a problem. The Tanakhama holds it's not a problem. Rav Huna in the name of Yechon says someone's going in these smelly alleyways and it's time for kriyashma, he should place his hand over his mouth and say kriyashma like that. We find that Rav Huna says that Talmud Chacham can't stand in an alleyway because he's not allowed to learn there. So how would he say he's allowed to say kriyashma there? If someone's standing there, that's when he's not allowed to say. But if he's just walking by, he would be allowed to continue kriyashma. How could we say that Rabbi Yochanan said he can say kriyashma in these dirty places? But we find that when Rabbi Avo was walking with Rabbi Yochanan past the dirty place, and Rabbi Avo stopped saying kriyashma, he then asked Rabbi Yochanan where he should begin from again. And Rabbi Yochanan answered him. Obviously, it must mean that Rabbi Yochanan agreed with his stopping. Where it says Rabbi Yochanan did not agree with his stopping, but he told Rabbi Avo, according to you, held that you had to stop, this is where you should start. Rav Huna said if someone had a talus wrapped around it from his hips down, he's mutter to lay in Kriyishma. Brisa says this as well. Brisa says that for Shemana Esrei, he would have to cover his heart. Rav Huna says if someone forgot to take off his tefillin and went to the bathroom, and he began to go to the bathroom, he should cover over the tefillin with his hand until he finishes. This doesn't mean that until he actually finishes his entire going to the bathroom, rather like Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, until he finishes sort of the first discharge. You don't make him just stop in the middle of going to the bathroom, because like a Brisa says, or Shimon Gamliel says, it's very dangerous for someone to hold himself back from going to the bathroom.